Let's have a glass of ice Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's crystal Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, Peggy Marshall and the Holidays and George Bryan, and good evening to all you good people. This is Arthur Godfrey. This is the end of the Decoration Day weekend, and there are an awful lot of out-of-town people walking around New York. You know how you can tell that they're out-of-towners? They wait for the red light. You know, I saw a very beautiful sight tonight. It used to be an old gag in vaudeville. The comedians would start out, "On my way to the theater," you know, and something always happened. Well, by golly, tonight something did happen. Riding over from the hotel over here in the car, I have one of those carry cars, you know, the client hires for me. It has a chauffeur with a cap sitting up in front and sitting in the back there, you know, with my Chesterfield and cup of tea, you know. And I was looking through the windshield at the sunset. Did you see that glorious? No, you were already in the theater. Oh, it was beautiful, right down 53rd Street, you know. It was sitting right in the Hudson River. And I was thinking, gee, what a beautiful thing. And all of a sudden, a voice said, "Huh, I'm as big as you are, you know that." And I looked over here, is Milton Berle. He's riding in a car, too. He's got a chauffeur, also. Only it's his car. And he had the chauffeur all dialed up in the beautiful livery, you know, with a purple scarf. You should see the get-up on the guy. And here's Milton sitting in there, scripting. Going down the street. He's working on his show for tomorrow night. Incidentally, I was informed before we went on the air tonight that our program last week was cut off before we had finished. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was it? Well, we never did get to our closing. I've been asked to do it now. Okay, so here it is. Good night. For those of you who want to know who won the show last week, it was the baritone, Richard Hayes. You remember? He was very good, and he did a good job for us. And while we're on the subject of last week, I see where Rita Hayworth got married on Friday, finally. She finally got married. I hope she and Ali Khan will be very happy. I don't know why they shouldn't be. She's very beautiful, and he's got a buck or two stashed away for perfume in a swimming pool. You know, that must be wonderful. Allie and Rita go in and take a swim. Then they walk in the garden. And instead of bending over to smell the roses pop up and smell them. Anyways, it's Lipton soup and tea time. Time for the first talent scout. He is Josh Dunn. Is that right, Josh?
That's right.
How do you do? Glad
to
see you, sir. Glad to see you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a hairstylist at Lanthavik. At the Lanthavik Salon on 53rd and 5th Avenue in New York.
I think we'll have to wait till the laugh is over so we can get that plug in, Josh. Lanthavik?
That's correct.
Lanthavik, huh?
Exactly.
It's in France, yeah? Sure. Lanthavik. What does Lanthavik mean?
Well, I really couldn't tell you.
You know. No. I see. You just worked there.
Exactly.
The Lanthavik Salon on Fifth Avenue. And you do hairstyling. What's the latest style?
Well, short hair is most becoming.
Short hair?
Short hair is most becoming for the woman of today. It's comfortably cool, chic, and very young.
The short hair for the girl. You don't
exactly.
Like long hair for girls anymore?
Well, I do. Long hair is all right. If it is well-shaped and well-cut.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But would you rather have this Mary Martin thing, huh?
Well, partly.
Could I ask, without offending Josh, who designed your style?
I'll tell you on one condition.
Okay.
Who designed your style?
Well, I'll tell you who did mine. The good Lord. Did he do yours, too?
Exactly.
All right, then we're okay. Now, tell me, who did you bring for me, Mr. Don?
Well, my wife.
Oh, good, good. What'd she do?
She sings.
Uh-huh. As a she's soprano?
She's had singing leads with the New York Civic Opera, the New Opera Company, and she was overseas for over a year with the operetta Rosalinda.
Oh, yes, that's quite a background. Was she a soprano?
A coloratura soprano.
Good. What's she going to do for us?
She's going to sing One Kiss.
One Kiss. Okay. Thank you, Josh. Let's see what happens when Archie Blyer and the orchestra play and the Lipton Spotlight introduces Carol Don.
In this year of 1792, our conventions have been thrown on a few. And I know I'm out of date when I seek one mate, one faithful lover true. To be really in the fashion today, you must have a dozen beaux in your sway. But somehow I don't believe in the modern plan. I want to wait for just one man. One kiss, one man to save it for. One love for him alone. One word, one vow, and nothing more to tell him I'm his own. One magic night within his arms, with the passion
Don, who will be back a little later in the reprises when we'll ask you to vote for tonight. Now I have a little rhyme that they sent me, bless them. Seems like the last week's rhyme went over so well, they sent another. There ain't no trick to keeping cool if you know a swimming pool. Just fill it with ice, Lipton tea, dive in and drink up happily. That's that Ali Khan influence, you know? Then it says, of course, iced Lipton's is often drunk from a glass, too. Any way you drink it, it is mighty refreshing. Seriously. It's awful good stuff. I have another jug full of it here tonight. As you can see, it's a very delightful-looking beverage, especially if you hold it up to the light. It even has a very dainty, invigorating aroma. Did you know that? Yeah, you can't smell it if you have a cold, but if your nose is clear, it's there. And it's delightful. It's a brisk tea, you know. And remember, when you make iced tea, make it double strength. Then the ice, you see, won't dilute it so much that you'll wonder what you're drinking. Make sure that it's Lipton tea, and you make it double strength, and you'll have a delicious beverage that costs you less than anything else you can buy to drink. Let's have another talent scout, Marilyn Bibb. Hello there. How are you tonight? Come on over here and sit down with me. Marilyn Bibb. Is that Miss or Mrs.?
That's Mrs.
Mrs. Bibb. What do you do besides keep house for your hubby?
I'm a social worker.
A social worker?
That's right.
social worker where?
I work in Lawrence, Long Island.
What do you do specifically?
Well, I'm a social group worker, and we work with teenagers and very young children and adults.
Oh, most everybody, huh?
That's right.
What's the basis of all this? What do you hope to accomplish by working with them? What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's that we feel that if people have a chance to play together, they'll be better citizens, they'll learn how to know each other, and can work on the outside.
How to get along better,
that's
huh?
Right.
That's a doggone good thing to work on. Good for you, Miss Bibb. Now, what about your hubby? What's he do?
Well, he's a folk singer, and as a matter of fact, he's a talent I brought with me tonight.
Oh, good, good for you. A folk singer, huh? What's his background?
First of all, I think you'd like to know his name is Leon Bibb.
Leon Bibb, yes.
He comes from Louisville, Kentucky, and he was in the Signal Corps during the war.
Got somebody here from Louisville, too.
Good.
Uh-huh. Now, whereabouts has he done his professional work?
Well, he started out as a vocalist with Lucky Millinder's Orchestra, and sang at Kelly Stables here in New York, and he appeared in Annie, Get Your Gun.
Oh, well, that's quite a background. Let's trot him out and see what the folks think about your folk singer, huh? All right, the Lipton Spotlight shines on Leon Bibb.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home. A long way from home. Sometimes I feel I am almost down. Sometimes I feel I am almost down. Sometimes I feel I am almost down. A long way from home. A long way from home. True believer, a long way from home.
If I fix myself a little tea, do you? You know, I wish it would hurry up and get warm weather so this selling iced tea would make some sense. I've been working on iced tea here for 3 weeks, and I'd be doggone if I'm not drinking it in my long underwear. Let's get out another telescout here, shall we? Mrs. K. Walter. How do, Ms. Walter? How are you? Come sit with me.
Thank
How
you.
About a little tea for you, huh?
I think it'd be lovely.
Would you like a little? Great. Day in the morning, what's this? look, isn't that a nice thing to stir?
Really, yeah.
Which end do you put in there?
I imagine this.
This end here? It's kind of flat.
Really? How's the tea? Flat, please?
Not Lipton's is never flat, no man. You like sugar in it?
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Thank you very much. Go.
Well, I can flick a skull, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a busy guy. Tell me about yourself.
Well, what do you want me to tell you?
What do you do?
I publish a newspaper.
Go away. What kind of newspaper?
For little dogs.
A newspaper for little dogs? No, I don't think it's so funny, Ms. Walter, except that everybody probably thought that they've often used newspapers for little dogs. tell me now. I've always been very much interested in dogs. I suppose you have, too. What about this newspaper for dogs? What do you call it?
We call it The Kennel Crier.
The Kennel Crier. Uh-huh. And where is it published?
New York City.
Right here in New York.
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful city. What do you write about in there?
Well, we really cover the bench shows, the field trials, the obedience trials.
Oh, I see, I see. Like for dog lovers,
that's
huh?
right.
Uh-huh. And you put out advertisements, of course, for things for canines, little puppy shirts
yes.
and things like that. Do you have any dogs of your own?
I do. I have four dachshunds.
Is that so? Four dachshunds, huh? That must be a lot of fun around them.
Oh, it is.
They're cute little things, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Are they intelligent, those dachshunds?
Indeed they are, sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They know more than I do. They outwit us all the time.
Do they really?
Oh, they do.
Do you raise them? Are they male and female or what?
Oh, yes, they're... Well, there's one boy, Ferdinand, and three girls.
Well... Yes, he's occupied most of the time, isn't he? Now, Miss Walder, whom did you bring us for talent?
I brought a pianist named Eileen Lair.
Eileen Lair?
Eileen Lair.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little about her.
Well, she studied to be a concert pianist and made her debut at the age of 12 in California.
Uh-huh.
At 14, she graduated from a music conservatory on the West Coast. And about 4 years ago, she switched to popular music.
Well, and where's she been playing this popular music?
I heard her first at the Chi-Chi Club in Palm Springs in 1945.
Uh-huh.
And then she went to the Derby in Reno for a year, and the Capitol Lounge in Chicago's Loop, and she just closed the New Look Club in Newport, Kentucky.
Well, she's been around. Sounds like the people ought to listen to her instead of us. Thank you, Miss Walder. Let's have the Lipton Spotlight on your discovery and take your tea with you.
Eileen
Lair. Next talent scout is Betty J. Sanchez Viamonte. My, my, my. Hello. How do you do?
Fine, thank you.
Do I pronounce your name correctly?
Well, almost. I can't pronounce it myself very well.
How do you do it?
Well, I say Sanchez Viamonte.
Sanchez Viamonte.
It's not right either.
What is it, Spanish?
Yes, Spanish. Argentine.
Argentine,
yes.
I see. Where were you born?
Belmont, New York.
Oh, no wonder you can't pronounce it. Well, well. Now, let me see. Who is your hubby? What's he do?
Well, at present, to bide the time, he's teaching English, Spanish, and Italian in Philadelphia.
What do you mean, to bide the time? Well, we got him from all over tonight. What do you mean, to bide the time? What's he want
to
do?
To sing.
Oh, is he the talent you brought?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Tell us more about him here. Well, he comes from the Argentine, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of voice has he got?
Baritone.
What's his professional background?
Well, he sung concerts all over Argentina, and he did several lyric seasons in several theaters in Argentina, doing always leading baritone roles.
I see. Is he operatic?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, good. What's he going to sing for us tonight?
With a cavatina from the Barber of Seville.
Oh, we love it. You mean Figaro, Figaro. Yes. Okay, we'll have one. All right, let's see what the Lipton Spotlight shows up when we bring on your husband, Julio Viamonte, huh?
The fifth,
okay. Per un barbier, Ippolita. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, due ragazze, due fanciulle.
E qua la parrucca?
Cresce la barba? E qua la sanguigna? Ho preso biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, qua la parrucca, preso la barba, preso biglietto. Ehi, Figaro, Figaro. Figaro. Sono qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù. Presto moltissimo salto per fuori, con il fantasma della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Abramo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, Abramo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Abramo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, Abramo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Sono il fantasma della città, sono il fantasma della città, della città, della città.
Julio Cesar Sanchez Viamonte. Now I have a thing I got to go into here that suits this weather a little better than the iced tea, and that's the Lipton noodle soup. Lipton noodle soup mix. Doggone, that's a good soup. You know it. That's the easiest soup in the world to make, and I'll be a son of a gun if I ever taste anything any better. You know, all you got to do is dump one of these little packages into a pot full of boiling water. Let it boil for 7 minutes and shut it off, and you got the best soup you ever had in your life. And nourishing, too, and inexpensive. You folks ever tried it? You know it? They'd like me to go on for several thousand words about it, but I don't see any reason for that. It's just doggone good soup, and you're a chump if you don't try it. No, I'm not kidding. Lipton noodle soup mix. Go get some, along with a box of Lipton tea. Now let's get to the grand finale. The audience reaction indicator, as I've already explained to you here, will show which one gets the most applause. You folks who are watching on television, you watch that one over there, and we'll work on this one here. They're in parallel. I'll get my pencil out, and our first entertainer, remember, was the soprano Carol Don.
One kiss, one man to save it for.
Then the folk singer, Leon Bibb.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
The pianist, Aline Lear. And the baritone, Julio Viamonte.
Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Here comes another nasty letter from the treasurer. I got two of them. You'd knocked them off the scale twice. The baritone and the soprano. Carol Don, Julio Viamonte. Well, well, my dear. Sit down, sit down, sit down. How do you feel? Good to you, Julio. Say, that was wonderful. They tied you both up here. I'm going to get a nasty letter from the treasurer, but I'm very happy about it. That's good. I'm glad to have you both. They're both beautiful voices. And you know, this is just the beginning, this little thing, but we're going to take you on the daytime show beginning tomorrow for 3 days and take you around other places. Good luck to both
Thanks
of you.
Lot, Mr. Godfrey.
It's
Thank
good
you.
To have you. Well, that gives me a big kick. I love to see you folks go for real voices, and they were two good ones. In the magazine section of the New York Times yesterday, there was a quote of President Benjamin Harrison about Memorial Day. I wonder if you saw it. "I have never been able to think of it as a day of mourning," said the president. "I have never quite been able to feel that half-masted flags were appropriate on Decoration Day."
Don't forget, for a refreshing comeback when the heat's got you beat, cool off with a tall, frosty glass of iced Lipton tea. Lipton's brisk flavor gives you better iced tea, more delightfully refreshing, because it's a richer flavor, the kind that gives you a lift. And remember, next to plain water, iced tea is your cheapest warm-weather thirst quencher. Costs only pennies for a big pitcherful. So for iced tea at its best, get Lipton Tea, the brisk tea with that refreshing Lipton lift. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.